One bag travel begins with separating what you truly need from what you merely want. Most people, when packing, quietly treat might come in handy as must bring, filling the suitcase with low probability items while the genuinely high frequency things get buried. The first step to one bag success is admitting that on most trips you only need about a tenth of your daily routine. The carry-on, around 20 inches, 35 to 40 liters, is the gold standard precisely because it forces trade-offs. Once you accept the constraint of only one bag, decision quality rises sharply. You start asking how many times a week will I use this instead of should I bring it or not. Constraints create clarity, and that is the underlying logic of light packing. Treat luggage like a budget, every item must justify the space it occupies. Another overlooked dimension is substitutability. Hotels provide shampoo, destinations sell band-aids, phones navigate, these can all be outsourced. Move replaceable, purchasable, borrowable items off the list, what remains is your true core kit. One bag travel is fundamentally about building a system around the core, not stacking out of fear. Finally, build a mental account. Luggage weight is inversely proportional to freedom. Every extra kilo adds psychological burden at transfers, dashes for trains, and staircases. Treat light as part of the experience, and you will find one bag travel is not a compromise but a more relaxed way to journey, shifting attention from things to moments. Do not pack from memory the night before departure. Efficient light packers make a list first, then pack. The list has three layers, a fixed list, always brought, a scenario list, added or removed by climate and activity, and an emergency list, medicine, document copies. Writing it down lets you decide calmly instead of stuffing in anxiety. The list moves decisions forward. The fixed list should live permanently in a phone note, iterated only slightly each year. It holds chargers, ID, regular medicine, basic toiletries, one jacket, things necessary wherever you go. Standardizing it kills more than 80% of did I forget something anxiety and shortens prep time dramatically. The scenario list builds on the fixed list along three axes: temperature, days, formality. Tropical means drop the jacket, add sunscreen. Business means add one shirt. Hiking means add one shoe. Thinking in axes is more reusable than thinking in destination names. One list covers countless trips and avoids starting from zero each time. Before packing, run a virtual itinerary walkthrough. Imagine what you need from leaving home, transit, check-in, daytime activities, dinner, night. Anything that never appears probably need not come. This method beats any mantra because it fits your real movement, not generic travel essentials lore. Clothing is the heaviest, bulkiest part of luggage and the biggest place to cut. The core principle is same color family, layerable, quick dry. Pick three or four coordinating colors so any top and bottom combine. 5 days of tops plus three of bottoms can look fresh for 2 weeks. Quick dry fabrics, polyester, nylon blends, beat cotton for travel, they dry in hours, letting you bring half the clothes and wash en route. Cotton is comfortable but heavy, wet and slow to dry, a burden in humidity. Use will it dry overnight as a hard filter and it directly cuts a big pile. Layering beats a thick coat. A thin shell plus a fleece is more flexible than one puffy jacket, stack when cold, shed a layer when hot. This layering system is smaller and more adaptable, fitting the one bag space logic and handling varied climates without an extra bulky coat. Shoes are invisible weight killers. Rule, one on foot, at most one in bag. Choose one gray zone shoe for city and light trails, roll flip-flops into a corner. Remember, every extra pair equals one less change of clothes, a trade rarely worth it. Hotels almost always cover basic shampoo, body wash, conditioner, unless you have specific hair or skin needs, skip them. Focus compression on daily essentials the hotel lacks: toothbrush, toothpaste, sunscreen, razor, skincare samples, outsource the rest to the destination. Decanting is key tech. Buy 30 to 50 milliliters silicone bottles and pour from home full sizes, cheaper and greener than travel sizes. Solid shampoo and soap bars clear security, never leak, take tiny space, secret weapons of light packers. Keep liquids at or under 100 milliliters per bottle for smooth checks. Cut skincare, one moisturizer morning and night on long flights, skip serum and masks. Makeup by usual shades, not the whole collection. MedKit holds only personal regulars, band-aids, stomach medicine, ibuprofen, buy cold medicine locally. Save space for truly scarce small items. Keep all toiletries in one clear zip bag, out in one pull at security, spread on the sink at check-in. The bag's visibility prevents duplicate buys and omissions and eases repacking. One bag rules all, the endpoint of toiletries compression and the source of calm at both security and check-in. Electronics are the easiest part to bloat. The minimum set is phone, one multi-port charger, one cable, one light power bank, under 20,000 mAh, flight legal. Camera, tablet, earbuds case, various adapters, ask what happens without it for each, most can be cut, making security and movement noticeably easier. One charger to rule them all is key. A 30 to 65W GaN multiport feeds phone, bank, earbuds, replacing three or four originals. Carry one usable C2C cable, cover conversions with one compact multi-adapter, minimizing weight and volume. Check plug standards by destination, EU, UK, US, AU differ. A universal world plug beats three single plugs, for one country, a single plug is lighter. Write destination plug type into the scenario list to avoid arriving unable to plug in, and the cost of a local buy. Whether to bring a camera depends on WHO.